Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. So good having you here. I did want to remind you, if you have been thinking of working together, if you know you need to be online and you know that you need some content, but you also need some help. You don't just need content of your face, but you actually want some frameworks of how do I make this content work? How does this actually make sense for my business? Then we can get you in the books. I do want to say this work is not for the last minute people that are looking to get a quick shoot. This is for the people that want to be intentional, that this is their baby. They know that this needs the right eyes into it. So if that's you, let's definitely connect. I have different options for you no matter what state of business you're in. Whether you're a scaling entrepreneur where you just need a bunch of content for launches, or if you're a person where you're like, actually, all I need is some video. I need to step up my thought leadership through video, or actually, I just need to show and tell the experiences that I host for people. Or if you're like, actually, I'm just learning to find my footing online. There are principles that are translatable to so many industries. And once you have these principles, trust me, it's gonna help you from your journey on from this point forward in entrepreneurship. These are principles that I use, my colleagues use, entrepreneurs who make way more money than me use. And it's the information that I wish I had when I started, because something about social media marketing is that it's so like easy to consume and so easy to create that it's almost like so oversimplified, but there's a strategy to it, okay? So I want to share that with you. And it's going to actually roll into the episode of today of emotional availability to get unstuck. And the reason why this podcast was like, I got the inspiration of like, this is so important. I need to talk about this. And this is the information I wish I had literally since the beginning of time, because it is literally how you move forward in your life. Now, granted, I'm not a life coach, but I'm not out here to give you fluff of telling you results of like, go be seen, go be visible, and yet not give you any tools to do that. So that's literally what this podcast today is for. And another thing I want to say is I am super transparent about all the money I've invested in coaching, whether it is a nervous system coach, whether it is a business coach, whether it is a marketing coach, a brand strategy coach, a fitness coach, I am so about getting an education. I actually learned this from the guy who created the funnels or whatever, the Russell, I forgot his name, but I read it in his book very briefly, where there's something about our society where we graduate high school or we graduate college and then we just stop learning. And I realized that I stopped learning. Like, I thought that I was already like, I'm too good to learn. I'm too good to be a beginner. And I didn't even know I had that narrative. And I remember I used to think it was a bad thing for me to have a business coach, or like getting help in business was like because I was bad. It's like I should be able to just like get traction on this on my own. And now I see it as actually having a coach and having help is extremely, it is like no one gets through life all by their dang selves. Like, having that support is so important to keep you on track, to keep you connected with your goals. So, so important. So that being said, that's what I'm so transparent about it, because I've invested a lot of money in coaching. And I have like normalize and made it an entire lifestyle to be a student and to let myself be held and to have an open mind with things that I have yet to learn. And I realize that this is so normalized to me, but it's not normalized to other people, especially if you're not a person who you are in entrepreneurship and you're just kind of like working a job and not getting coaching anywhere, or maybe you don't believe in the coaching industry that you think it's fluff. This is for you. And it's not that I'm here to sell you on coaching, is that this is a conversation that started with a person in my life. They will remain anonymous because it's not about the person. It's about the thought. It is about the things that they said. And we're having a conversation, and I had told the person, I was like, if you can't be emotionally available to A, B, and C, it's like, we can't jive. There's like no flow here. And the person responds saying, I don't have time for emotional availability when I need to get my shit together, meaning their life and their finances and everything, because I keep failing and failing. And I was like, that is exactly it. That is it. Like, that is what is keeping you stuck. It's the fact that you are not being emotionally available to your life. Hear me out. Emotional availability is literally being available to feel emotions. Like, just literally in the words. I don't even want to pull up a definition because it's literally in our face. It is right there. Emotional availability. Emotions. Emotions can be anger, sadness, disappointment, anxiety. Just a bunch of emotions, right? And then availability is literally being available. Literally being willing to experience said emotions. And I'm telling you this because there's so much business information out there that is giving you the tactics, it's giving you the strategy, it's telling you, oh, here's the map, here's a roadmap to six figures, here's the roadmap to get published, here's the roadmap to lose weight. And so much of what keeps us stuck trying to get through the roadmap is our emotions, because we are humans living this like weird, adventure-y human experience. And we've grown up in a society that, a patriarchal society, a white supremacist society, that is telling us to put our emotions away and just like logic our way through everything. But even logic, like even if you are using logic still has, like, even if you want to look at it from a logical perspective, you can logically recognize that you are a human being and human beings have emotions. And emotions create like sensations in your body, and those sensations create energy, whether it's energy where you want to go and be great or energy that makes you just shut down. And if you can logically understand that about the human experience, then you can logically understand that if you want to get to level 10, then you have to be willing to experience all these emotions and feelings in order to get to level 10. There's no bypassing. And I just keep thinking of that response of how this person, it's not even about this person. It's all of us. It's like, it's in our faces, like what we are missing. It is like the simplicity of it is so, we think it needs to be more complicated that we don't see that it's right there. Like it is right there. I cannot emphasize this enough. That not having time to feel your emotions is what's keeping you in that rat race of the same story. Like avoiding your emotions, avoiding what you're feeling, that is what's keeping you stuck. That is what happens when you post on social media and I even think of myself and my journey of being visible and showing up every single day, like I did at the start of like 2023. I remember those first 6 months, I felt so uncomfortable, but it's my willingness to acknowledge and then be like, I have to keep going. And you know what? I'm going to face that uncomfortable feeling every day. And I didn't know it at the time, but I guess I did know it logically, that I'm like, I just know with exposure therapy, the more that you expose yourself to something, you kind of become just more resilient and understanding of that experience. And And that's so much of what our life's work is going to be, is being willing to face all these emotions. And a little bit of background story too. I just recently enrolled in a money management program, and shout out to Gina Knox, her amazing program. It's called Six Figure Saver, and it's heavily focused on money management for entrepreneurs with inconsistent income. And it's a program that I knew that I needed, but because of the scarcity that I come from, because of being an immigrant, like an immigrant that doesn't really, I didn't grow up with a lot of connections. I grew up with, all I understood was that there was an hourly wage available to us, and that the jobs that were available to us were working at literally all the labor, low skill paid jobs. Like anything that was like high paying, like you get paid for the value and the impact that you create, not just your hourly time. That's all I ever knew. So anyways, I have just had so much, because my understanding of making money has been that I have to work hard, that I have to sacrifice, and that I have to give it my absolute all, because that's literally what my parents have had to do, because that's what my understanding of money has been. When I think of looking at money or having to make more of it or create more of it, it just like, of course, that anxiety is still there. But one of the things that I've even recognized it within myself as I've been getting through Gina's program is that, quite frankly, I didn't really want to do it. Like, I signed up for it, but because I knew that I needed it, but did I feel like it? Was my heart inspired, like, lovey-dovey? No, absolutely not. I was, like, this topic of money is, like, it's a very tender subject here to, like, have to make my own money and have to confront lots of, like things that really, trigger and challenge my survival instincts. And a little bit about me too, I am a person that I provide for myself. I don't have a significant other that's helping me. I had an ex-boyfriend that helped me a couple years ago, and he did play a role in like giving me traction. But when I think of like my life, I'm by my dang self. I do not have a partner that I'm working with. I'm relying on my own income. I don't have another job. And like, there's not a lot of room for failure when it comes to running my business and entrepreneurship. And this experience alone has literally set me up where it's like, girl, if you will not face your emotions, then you will not pay your bills and feed your dog and feed yourself and keep a roof over your head. It sounds dramatic, but that's how serious I take facing my emotions and resourcing myself in order to be able to face those emotions. And the same thing is happening with this money program that I just joined, is that I would say I didn't last in the drama of painful emotions, because I've just had so much coaching at this point that like I knew that like I could get through the uncomfortable emotions. But you bet your ass that I felt so much resistance going through her modules. She also has you fill out like a P&L sheet where you have to put in all your numbers. Even the concept of spreadsheets, that is just like, what? Ma'am, I do Adobe Photoshop, okay? I do not do spreadsheets. And to learn this new language of numbers and like projections and betting on myself, it literally triggered every fiber of my being, that my body just was like, I do not want to look at this. But what I've learned in my experience of entrepreneurship is that my willingness to just recognize that feeling emotions is not going to kill me. It's going to suck really bad, but it's not going to kill me. And learning how to soothe myself, come back to my breath, and to not see this strong emotion as a reason to stop. It's like any of you that, I'm trying to think, any of you that like do fitness, like when you get to that threshold of like, you know that if it, you don't need to stay at that threshold forever, but you just need to allow yourself to feel the threshold, feel 1% of it. It's like fitness, or it's like when you get into an ice plunge. Like if you can just learn to come back to your breath, soothe yourself when you are at that 1% of like, you name it, desperation, pain, crazy, anxiety, panic, you just name the emotion, whatever it is. But learning how to come back to your breath. And I say breath because this is also related to the body. This isn't you're just going to mindset your way through telling yourself a better story. It is literally you holding yourself just how you would hold a child when a child is hurt. Just you being there for yourself and being like, I got you. Like tapping, breathing, and just like using tools to be rational. I'm not a somatic coach or anything, but these are just like the things that I've learned from all the help that I've gotten from all the gazillion places I told you about. But I know a lot of you know this work. You are a conscious entrepreneur. You do this work. You know this work. And I'm saying this to you because I also find that even within conscious entrepreneurship, there's a lot of avoidance. Because conscious entrepreneurship or just a conscious lifestyle, it's also your ability to sit with the fiery emotions. And I find that there's a lot of people that have a whole lifestyle around avoiding because they just want to be positive and they just want to be la-di-da, everything's okay. But really, they're just avoiding a big part of their life. And avoiding negative emotions is going to have you avoid success. And then people wonder why they're not getting the results that they're getting. Well, because you're avoiding. And avoiding isn't something that just the unconscious people do. I think that's another myth within conscious spiritual work is that, oh, we're awakened. We're awakened and then other people are not awakened. Like, shut up. Like, I do not even want to hear it because I was one of those people that I consider myself so conscious and so aware, but that huge, like, this huge blind spot that I had was my avoidance towards the emotions of facing my money, of facing reality. And then I started realizing that my avoidance also came into, even when it comes to like my internal systems of looking at all my clients, sometimes I send people proposals and sometimes I have like my current clients, I have like clients that I've worked with, and I have to keep that up and organize it and stay organized with like who's working with me right now, who already worked with me in the past. And even looking at that, it's like, or looking at someone who I sent a proposal and they didn't respond. It's like, the more that I avoid that, the more that I'm just perpetuating having an emotional reaction to seeing, oh, this person didn't respond to me at the time. And I began to realize that avoidance only made me suffer more and more when I did have to confront those emotions. And then in turn, it would take up a lot of headspace, stressing out and feeling strong emotions because of my avoidance. That what I have realized now, that I have been more confrontational with these uncomfortable emotions, such as showing up on social media daily, disappointing people, or like being okay with being polarizing online. And then now what the current Goliath I am dealing with, that is confronting my money and doing that, doing this big thing at a time, what I've come to realize is that we spend so much time worrying because of our avoidance that now, like I remember posting on Instagram and if I posted something that was controversial and that now I'm so desensitized to it. Now I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like I just worry about, or like I just think about other things. But I remember when I was first starting out, that was like such a big deal. Like it literally took so much headspace, the worrying of being seen. But I've come a long way because I've tackled the avoidance. And now the thing that takes up a lot of headspace is my money. But the good news is that it's been like about a month now, but I will say after confronting my money on the daily, organizing my money, looking at it and just looking at the data and also just looking at my business in a more objective way, all of this, now I'm realizing, wow, I spend so much time worrying about money. And the way that that would manifest itself is that whenever there's an automatic payment from, say, like my retirement or like my savings, like Ally Bank or like Vanguard, and they'll send me an email and say, hey, we've just like your what is it? Your deposit has gone through or something. And I remember I used to get those emails and boom, I would get like an emotional reaction to it. And now I get those emails and it's like, oh, duh, of course. It's because I planned it out. Of course, it makes sense that they'll send me that. Like I'm desensitized to getting that anxiety alert from that email being sent to me as my alerts are going off right now. But this is the message that I want to pass on to you is, granted, I'm not a mindset coach, but I am telling you to resource yourself, please. Resource yourself with whatever tools you have for your mindset and for facing the music with your emotions, whether that is somatic help, or you have a therapist, or you have a healer, whoever that is for you, whatever method you use, maybe you just meditate and you just do some breath work at home, whatever it is that you do. But all these businessy things that anyone teaches you, they're really challenging to integrate in a way that will feel healthy to the body if you are not facing the emotions that come with it and moving the emotions through you, like literally moving the energy through you. And yeah, that is, I also wanted to share this with you because in the first couple of years of entrepreneurship, I just consumed so much business stuff, and I've come to realize that I actually know a lot of the businessy things and the tactics. What I didn't know was my own body and my own emotions and like the feeling of what it feels like to be calm and the identity shift and the way of being. That part I didn't know. And I think it's not talked about enough in business. And I want to pass this knowledge on to you so that when we go over a strategy session or when you are experiencing something in business or like when you're having a reaction to anything that you see online, you're able to realize, oh, these are just like things that I get to work through. And the more that I face them, the more that I won't be as reactive or sensitive to it. And that's my message for you today. All right. If you found value in this, please share it on socials. It really means a lot when you guys share this work online or that you review the podcast. And I started this so spontaneously, and it really means a lot that it's actually giving value to people. So thank you. I want to keep this going for you. And other than that, I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their views and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.